This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Hurricane Dorian is the fifth Category 5 storm in the Atlantic in the last 4 years. Scientists say more frequent and more intense hurricanes are one of the consequences of climate change. Tomorrow, 10 Democratic presidential candidates will participate in CNN's live 7-hour town hall on climate change. Marketplace's Erica Barris looked into what the federal government's currently investing in climate change and learned it's really hard to know for sure.
The Government Accountability Office said between 1993 and 2018, the federal government spent $154 billion on climate change-related activities. That comes out to around $6 billion a year. But the GAO has also said that money doesn't always go towards climate change, and it's distributed among many agencies that don't always keep track. Rob Moore with the Natural Resources Defense Council says that's not good.
If you're not documenting the problem, then it makes it very hard to recognize the problem. And that makes it awfully hard to come up with a solution to the problem.
Compare that $6 billion to the $91 billion Congress spent last year helping communities recover from disasters like hurricanes and wildfires. That could also be considered climate change spending. Meanwhile, Max Boykoff at the University of Colorado says over the past couple years, federal spending on climate change has also had
rollbacks. We've seen reduced funding.
Like not filling jobs at the U.S. Department of Agriculture and pulling emergency money from FEMA. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.